C.S. Lewis talked about some belief systems that acknowledge the presence of God, but claim he is distant and apart. Lewis called this by the general term pantheism, but for him it also covered what some might call belief in a spiritual power, or deism, or modernism. In order to believe in miracles, you and I need to believe that God enters into the natural world and acts specifically in a particular life. We need to accept that he's not just a spiritual power or a universal force or a distant deity, but is in fact personal and present in our lives today. To me, this is the real step of faith. Believing there's something more than nature, something beyond science, is the easy part. The hard part is to believe God is personal, so personal that he breaks through the natural order in various ways to make himself known, to accomplish something supernatural, and yes, to save us from ourselves. True Christian faith claims that God became personal. God, who was outside the system, entered into the system himself. Jesus, who is God in human form, entered creation at a specific moment in time. Believing this is the real step of faith. As we look at the miracles of Jesus, we need to remember that this was also a real step of faith for the people who encountered him in those places and at that time. The wedding guests, the sick and the paralyzed, the crowds who heard him teach, the fishermen on the Sea of Galilee, the Pharisees who resented him, the thousands on a hillside who suddenly were supplied with food. Each and every one of them had to face these questions. Who is this Jesus? Was this really a miracle? Is this Jesus actually God? And if he is, does that mean God is really here with us? It is good for us today to step into their shoes because their questions are our questions. For the Jews who had lived for hundreds of years under a system of law and sacrifices, could they accept this Jesus was Yahweh in person? Could he be the long-awaited Messiah? For Romans and Greeks who believed in a pantheon of gods and various myths about how they lived in the heavens, was it possible that Jesus was actually the one and only God walking on earth? For Samaritans and fishermen and others outside the religious and political systems, who was this remarkable healer? Possibly God himself? One particular person, a fisherman, was with Jesus from the beginning of his ministry on earth. This fisherman was at the center of many of the events and was a witness to many of the miracles in Jesus' life. It's interesting to me that only after many experiences with Jesus, spanning perhaps most of 3 years, finally Simon Peter became a true believer. Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Believing that Jesus was a prophet or a magician or a good man or a captivating teacher was easy. Believing that Jesus was the Son of God was the real step of faith. That's still true for us today. Through his miracles, one after another, Jesus asks you and me this question: Who do you say I am? When John the Baptist and his followers